Right, good evening, everybody. We'll make a start on the agenda. Item one, apologies for absence. Andrea, please.
Thank you, Chairman. We've received apologies from Councillor Mrs. Caloran, Councillor Spedding, and County Councillor Peters.
Thank you. Can I just say that County Councillor Peters isn't here this evening because there's no health matters on the agenda, so he just wanted it to be noted that that's the reason why he won't be attending this evening. Okay, thank you. Declarations of interest. Do we have any declarations of interest this evening? Thank you. Item three, urgent business. We had some urgent business come in this morning. Councillor Helen Hall, I think in front of you you have a copy of her email that she sent in this morning explaining about residents of Branston that attend the Trent Meadows Health Centre. They're, because of new housing in the Branston area, some of their patients who have been with the practice but actually don't live in the practice area have had letters saying that they're going to be excluded from the practice. Now, I deemed it not to be urgent business because we couldn't deal with it this evening because we couldn't get any of the relevant parties in. So what I would propose to do is take that over to the next meeting and get a response from the deputy leader and from Trent Meadows themselves. And because of this, in accordance with the Constitution, which is Part 3A, Rule 12, I have to refer it to the voting members in the room. So we'll have a vote as to whether you deem it to be urgent business or not. So if we do a vote on as to whether we feel that it's urgent business and we should, or not urgent business, and we carry it over to the next meeting. Okay, so
Can I just clarify a question?
Yes.
My question is, I understand what you're saying, and I understand obviously the people can't be here to have that discussion, but are you saying that we can invite the people for the next meeting, have that meeting then, or are you saying we discuss at the next meeting whether we actually get them to a meeting?
No, we'll actually ask the questions prior to that meeting or get them in. We'll make a decision on that. But but it will go on to the next agenda and it will be answered on that occasion.
Yeah, so we can get them
in. It's just obviously we only had a few hours, you see, so there wasn't obviously time to do any justice, so we thought we'd do it that way. So if I propose that that's what we do. Do I have a seconder for that, please? Councillor McGarry, please. And we'll go to the vote. Those four. Yes, this is... Just to clarify, this is that we delay to the next meeting, sorry. Oh. Thank you. Just carry. Thank you. Item four, the minutes of the previous meeting held on July the 10th. Any problems with the minutes of the last meeting? Can I have a proposer then, please? Councillor McGarry and a seconder. Councillor Metcalfe. And we'll go to the vote. So those four, please. Those against? Abstentions? Thank you. Item five, we move on to the scrutiny reviews. And this is going to be an update of our scrutiny reviews. Plastic recycling, as you know, in the previous administration, it was handled by Councillor McKeenan. So Councillor Legg has kindly offered to step into that role, so she'll be taking over that review now. What we propose to do, because Councillor McKeenan had a meeting with Paul Farrer about our recycling policies, we felt it would be useful if we got Paul in to actually talk to the whole group. So that's what we would propose to do. So is everybody sort of in agreement with that, that would be a good idea? And then you can obviously get cracking with the review then. Thank you. The next review is, of course, the CCTV, and that's, I'll pass over to Councillor McGarry, please, if you could give us an update, please.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I'd like to formally apologise to Chris and Mike and the other members of the subgroup for not attending the first subcommittee meeting. But a scoping paper has now been provided to the members of that committee. I think all questions need to be in by tomorrow. So if I can just send out a reminder, if you want to ask any more questions or you want to change any of those questions, I'd appreciate it. And then we have another meeting arranged for the 9th of October, where I believe Officer Margaret Woolley is in attendance to answer those questions. And I'll report at the next scrutiny. Thank you.
Just to give the rest of the group some flavour about what that scoping paper includes. So we are inviting Margaret along, who manages our CCTV, but we're also looking at the value of CCTV, its effectiveness and the relevance. So originally CCTV was for car crime within the borough when it was originally created in 1995. So now we're looking at how potentially CCTV could be developed. Are there any other uses that we could encounter as a local authority? And also what some of the future developments around CCTV could be. So, for example, there are some police forces in the country that are using drones as a method for CCTV. Radical and out there, I know, but I think what we want to do is look at... We're at a position now with CCTV where it's been in place for a good number of years. The use of it's changed, so we want to look forward as well as where we potentially could use, and also what are some of the costs, what does it cost us as a council, and what benefits are we getting out of it. So we've got quite a wide scope, and as Sue's already said, we've got another meeting lined up. We'll talk to Margaret, and there'll probably be some spin-off questions for that for some of our own staff, but also some external partners that are heavily involved with some point. Thank you, Chair.
All right, if we go on to sports development, Councillor Lamb, have you got anything to report back, or...?
Well, we had an initial meeting to try and look at the scope, and scoping documents have been produced for people's obviously feedback.
Sorry, I was originally on that. Mm. Is it possible that I can be taken off that? I just don't.
Yes.
I want to give it time, and I just don't have that time.
Fine. So we can do that. Can't we? That's fine. Thank you. Sorry,
Chair, if I may, in the similar vein to Mike's update, if I can give a bit more sort of a flavour to the scoping paper for the benefit of the members who aren't on that subgroup. So in terms of background, as most councillors will be aware, but for those who weren't elected prior to the May elections this year, in November of last year, the full council awarded the 10-year contract to Everyone Active to run its leisure operations. And this commenced as a contract on the 1st of February of this year. Earlier this year, we appointed a leisure service contract manager to monitor performance of the contract, and that regularly gets looked at by the other scrutiny committee, and so they looked at the performance of the last quarter at last night's audit committee. In terms of the scope of where the review is looking to go, we had a long sort of discussion. It was attended by Councillors Lamb and Metcalfe, along with myself and Mark. We had a long discussion really about the title of the review more than anything else, which may sound bizarre to some members, but because originally it was all about sports development, and I think where we came to it was actually more about engagement, of working with communities who perhaps aren't engaged or don't take part in physical activities. So with the permission of the full committee, if we've got that scope or that permission to, as I say, go down that route as a rather to sort of development itself. So in terms of the three questions that are being looked at the moment, so what is the council doing to promote health and well-being? We know it's obviously one of the priorities, but what is the council looking to do to actively promote that? The second question, what can we learn from Everyone Active in terms of what they've done with sports engagement with their other contracts in the country? And finally, what facilities are available across the borough? And it was a real sort of point not to just focus on sports. So we've already talked about the fact that it's not development, more engagement. We're actually getting to the point where it's not actually, we didn't want to just focus on sports. We're talking about, as I say, physical activity. So the purpose really to understand the sports and leisure facilities available within the borough and to identify any gaps for improvement and to any find if there are any findings that can be used to develop a strategy for achieving any improvements. So the next step will be to invite the contract manager, James Abbott, to the next subgroup meeting, which is scheduled to take place. Don't have the exact date in my head, but it's sometime in the middle of October. And then possibly another sort of direction to go in is looking at other local authorities to see how they promote healthy lifestyles. And a really key point that I wanted to cover tonight is about what's not going to be included in the review is firstly what's in the scope is not just focus on sports, as I've said, but to consider non-sports activities such as gardening, walking, etc. But most importantly, what's out of scope is really that the scrutiny of the contract itself is out, is not in this review, because that's already picked up by the other committee. So we'll have a better update for the next committee, which is, I think, scheduled for December, this committee. So, yeah, so hopefully the review itself will be well underway. Thank you.
Is everybody happy with that direction for the sports development? Yes, good. Sounds really good. Oh, sorry, Colin, yes.
Chair, can I just say, is it possible that we could get a member from everyone active also here? Because, I mean, James obviously works for us, for ESBC, to see, you know, how they're doing for the sport and so on. I mean, obviously, I know they're created, but, I mean, other things, maybe they're not. I just wonder how their performance is going, or is that in that scoping paper or not?
Obviously, alongside James, we're looking to invite somebody from everyone active to attend the subgroup, and obviously then you'll get those results fed back in with the review to this committee, rather than inviting everyone active to this committee. Okay.
And we also spoke about talking to Burton Albion Community Trust, because obviously they've made lots of linkages with other organisations, and how we can try and learn from what they've done potentially as a way forward, and the Sports Council as well.
Thank you. Anybody like to add anything or any other questions on the reviews before we move on? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Item 6, that's the Corporate Plan Performance Report 2019-20, Quarter 1. So I'd invite Chris Eberly to present the report, please.
So let me just scroll to the top of the report. Bear me a second. Sorry. So the purpose of this report is to provide an update on the end of the first quarter of the 1920 financial year to achieving the community regeneration and environment and health and wellbeing priorities as set out in the corporate plan. There are 108 indicators in total for the corporate plan, and each one, as usual, has been scored and graded using the red, amber, green methodology to reflect the progress towards achieving that target. So of the 108 targets, there are 20 which contribute to the community regeneration corporate priority, and as a breakdown of those 20, 6 were judged to be green, with 4 not yet due to be reported on at this stage. And of the 108 targets in total, a further 23 contribute to the environment and health and wellbeing corporate priority. And in terms of a breakdown of that area, of the 23, 14 are judged to be green, with another 8 not yet due to be reported on, with 1 amber. The report section 5.7 details the exception, which is the amber target. So the measure itself was to, the target for that matter, was to reduce the void turnaround to an average of 6 working days for people in self-contained temporary accommodation. The actual target, as we said, was 6 working days, but the update at the end of quarter one was 12 days. And the reason for that is explained, but essentially it was one particular accommodation unit which was, as I explained there, was in need of serious maintenance, which really did spike the numbers. So it's, you know, that has been done, so they're hopeful that the performance will be back by the quarter two. So the recommendations are to note the performance, and I'm happy to take any questions through you, Chair.
Thank you. Any questions? Councillor McGarry.
Thank you, Chair. Just looking at the amber target for the temporary accommodation for homeless applicants. Obviously, in the Derbyshire paper yesterday, I think it was, Derbyshire Live or Burton Mail, it was mentioned that we will be providing homes for rough sleepers and homeless. And will that take this indicator to a different level, knowing that we're having those homes now for those people, or is this an old target? And then,
so my understanding is that this is, and we have to, I think we can go back and get the absolute answer from the relevant officer and manager, but my understanding, obviously, this target was set obviously in March, obviously when it was adopted by full council, but it certainly the news that has been reported is only going to help with sort of, you know, tackling that homeless in the borough. So you would hope that it would then reduce that particular indicator. But we'll get a firm update of, you know, what that means for us locally.
Well, really, the danger here was just one property
that
fell into disrepair. Mm. And from what I understand, the new five properties that are going to be coming on board will be a completely different track, if you like, to these, which is purely temporary. Mm. And the new five will be hopefully for permanent accommodation. So I see what you say about it being set at this time, but I don't think it's actually going to affect this particular target.
Just could I have a clarification on the the anomaly was the one property that was removed from the figures. Does that mean removed from the figures as in that house has now been taken out of circulation while it was cleaned and repaired, or is that removed from the figures in that the issues that house caused was removed from the increase in waiting time of key to key void?
Further questions? No, thank you. We'll move on. Seven, executive decision records. Obviously, you had the EDRs sent out to you. Are there any questions that have arisen from the EDRs that you had sent out? So, no questions then from the EDRs. Thank you. Eight, to receive any questions submitted by members of the committee for answer by leader, deputy leader, officer of the council. There were no questions received prior to the meeting. Item nine, dates of future meetings. So next meeting, of course, is the 18th of December, followed by the 28th of January, and followed by the 19th of March. Thank you very much. I'm bringing the meeting to a close. Thank you very much.